Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Titagarh Rail Systems Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prachi Hambre from MUFG Intime Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Anushka. On behalf of Titagarh Rail Systems Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on Q3 and 9 months FY26 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Umesh Chaudhary, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Anil Agarwal, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Prithish Chaudhary, Deputy Managing Director, and Mr. Saurabh Singhania, Chief Financial Officer, to provide the operational and financial insights. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, expectations, and opinions as of today. These uncertainties are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Umesh, sir, for his opening remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prachi, and very good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining the Q3 FY26 earnings call. Before I get into the questions, which I'd be very happy to answer along with my team, I would just like to give you certain perspective highlights of the quarter. The quarter, in terms of the two businesses of the company, the freight rail systems and the passenger rail systems, the freight rail systems, if you see on a year-on-year basis, the overall revenue has been muted from 800 crores to around 600-odd crores has been the overall revenue for the freight rail system. This was primarily because of the wheel set problem that used to was sorted out but has been a little bit of a seesaw in the sense in the last month of the quarter, again, there was a problem of the wheel set. So overall industry production has been. Hello?
Yes.
Overall industry production has been impacted.
It seems like the line for the management has been disconnected. Please stay connected till I rejoin the management. Thank you for waiting patiently. The management's line has been connected. Sir, you may proceed.
My deep apologies. The line got disconnected. So I was mentioning about the overall situation on the freight rail systems. In the Q3, again, there was a little bit of a seesaw on the wheel set and supply chain of the freight business. Overall industry performance has been impacted, and we were no exceptions. There was a type-wise mismatch between the 840 dia wheel and the 1,000 dia wheel between production and requirement of the industry. Of course, it has again normalized from the current quarter, but this is a bit of a seesaw which is going on. And we see that going forward, by March, we are expecting to start trial production of our joint venture for the wheel sets, and maybe in another quarter or so or a couple of quarters, our internal wheel sets is going to get fully available to us, so we should not have problems on wheel sets. But having said that, now the wheel set production has again normalized, and for the private wagon, we have also started importing some of the wheel sets, so we should be able to recover to an extent the lost production of the last quarter. The silver lining for the quarter has been that the passenger rail system, which constitutes on a standalone basis at almost 75%+ of our order book, has shown a huge jump. We have grown our revenue from 40 crores to 40-odd crores to 160-odd crores, and the EBITDA has also jumped from about less than 5 crores to about 22 crores, which is very reflective of our strategy of growing the passenger business. We are continuing to ensure that we stabilize and grow this business. And going forward, in about a year or 2 years' time, we clearly see that the passenger business will be the dominant part of our overall business between the two, which is the passenger and the rail, and which is quite well supported not only by the order book but also the tailwind in the industry. Some of the highlights of the quarter, we were able to flag off the first train for Ahmedabad Metro by the Honorable Chief Minister of Gujarat, who visited our plant to flag off this rake, very well received. Now the series production of Ahmedabad Metro has started. The other highlight of the quarter is we have been awarded the wagon leasing license. So this will further strengthen our presence in the private sector wagon market. So we'll be able to offer wagons on lease to some of the important customers. This also would mean that we would be able to make an entry into the wagon maintenance market, which effectively would be, as we understand based on our interactions and based on the reports, that will be initially opened for the private wagons, which are offered on lease or owned by the private customers. So in this case, through the leasing license, we will be able to own and maintain the wagons as well. The merger of the shipbuilding business has been completed, and we'd already announced the order that we received for the coastal research vessel. But that business is picking up very well, and we expect that although it's a 100% subsidiary now, but that business is going to pick up very well, and there is a lot of tailwind available in that business. And the first propulsion set for EMU is also been approved by RDSO, and the company has an order book of about close to 500 crores on propulsion, and this also is going to start kicking in into the revenue from FY27 onwards. The other highlight that I would be happy to share is the agreement that we signed with ABB. As we had reported a couple of years ago, we had signed an agreement with ABB to get the transfer of technology for the 750 kVA TCMS system, which has been used in the Gujarat Metro. This agreement further expands and gives us the transfer of technology for the 25 kVA. There are only two type of metros that operate in India, which will complete our ownership range of the TCMS. So this is another very important building block in our overall business, which we are being able to complete. So that the idea is that on the passenger rail system business, like we did in the past for the freight rail system business, we should be very integrated. We should have a complete grip over the value chain, right from the critical components up to the service. So this gives us a big leverage on having a grip over the value chain. This also includes that we will be producing some of the traction motors and traction converters in our own plant. We already have the production set up where we are producing the traction motors for the locomotives and also for the EMUs, which I mentioned a little while ago. But this will also have a transfer of manufacturing from ABB for their production standards and production technologies for the traction converter and traction motor for the metro business. The last but not the least is that the aluminium metro line is being established. The project is already on way, and we should be able to complete it by Q2 of FY27. This line will then, earlier we used to get flat packs or sub-assemblies from Europe and then do the final metro coach manufacturing assembly in India. But this again will give us a backward integration, and we'll be able to manufacture end-to-end aluminium metro coaches right from the raw material or extrusions down upwards to the complete metro coach. This would also enable us to make car bodies and coaches for aluminum coaches for high speed or semi high speed trains, and we are preparing ourselves for the massive investment that the government of India has announced under the high speed network. And the idea is to also use this line to further expand and progress ourselves to be able to do high speed trains in the future. So this is the overall picture, and then I'm happy to take any questions that may be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please proceed.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question, in passenger coaches side, we have seen significant improvement on the execution side. In this quarter, we did nearly 18 metro cars compared to last Q3, around 3 metro cars. Overall, in this 9-month effect on 26, we did 39 metro cars. But we have guided 100 to 120 metro cars as our aspirational target by FY26. So I'm trying to understand whether in Q4 we can make it 20-25 additional metros, we can end up 60-65 kind of range. And if you could share more details, because we are running multiple projects running concurrently, especially Pune Aluminium, Gujarat, Mumbai, Bangalore and Vande Bharat. So could you please share a detailed timeline of the production ramp up of each major program?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for your question. Now, let me explain this to you, that the target that we had set for ourselves this quarter, this year, was between 100 to 120 cars. And there is a significant improvement that we have made, as you have already noted. And we may not be able to get to 100 or 120, but we'll be pretty close to that, which in itself will be a very... Can I request to go on mute, please? Because I'm listening to myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There will be a significant improvement that we will see in the Q4. We have already started... ramping up. In January, we were much higher than what we were in December, and we are looking at continuing the trend in February and March as well. As far as the Pune is concerned, Pune is an aluminium metro coach, and as I mentioned, that the production of that will start only after completion of the project or the line that we are setting up for the aluminium coach, which will be somewhere in Q3 of this. The car body production will start in Q3 or Q4 of this financial year, of the coming financial year. And Vande Bharat production has already started. We expect by the end of this financial year, that is March 2026, to be able to complete the car bodies of the first rake, which is 16 cars. We are already in production, and which will be again a milestone. And the first train is likely to be ready in the Q3 of the coming financial year. I'm sorry.
So the Gujarat, Mumbai and Bangalore, that update?
Bangalore is continuously being executed, and Gujarat now has started execution, and Mumbai will start execution from Q3 of the next financial year.
Okay, sir. So my next question, I think we have received approval for a wagon leasing company. So I'm trying to understand what is the initial fleet size target, and what is the expected leasing yield on wagons under this scheme, and whether this will be the asset heavy model requiring significant debt funding, or is there any different capital structure, and how do you look at in this business in terms of revenue and margins over next 3 to 5 years?
So this is a business which will be a part of our existing company itself, and we are looking at this as expanding our offering to the customer. Primary business would continue to remain sale of or offering of wagons. This is only an enabler to increase our market share in the private sector wagon business. As far as the other details that you have mentioned, this will be blended along with our overall margin, and we will not be looking at it as a separate business in the sense of buying wagons and then leasing them. This is only an extension for our own product offering and maybe a stronger bridge between us and our potential customers, existing and potential customers.
Okay, sir. So my last question, defense and bridges order book nearly 38 crore. So I'm trying to understand what kind of order book is this, and how do you take this business over next 3 to 5 years, whether we have opportunities of 500 plus kind of revenue maybe next 3 to 5 years, what kind of opportunity size we have. And secondly, Titagarh Naval Systems Limited, are you planning to list separately once it reaches on sizable scale?
As far as the defense is concerned, we have already announced that this is something which is under evaluation of a board committee. And we will then at an appropriate stage, once the board has decided on the way forward, we would definitely announce that to the market. And for the Titagarh Naval Systems, also we had already, I had already mentioned in the interactions over media and otherwise, we are going to build this business. And yes, the idea would be to separately list this company at an appropriate stage. When that will happen, the timing is something which is not yet clear, but we will definitely build the business before we take that step.
So you can also elaborate more specific opportunities on defense and bridges segment side.
I already mentioned, sir, that it is a board level committee which has been constituted, and once the deliberation is finalized and once we have a clear approval of the board, we will definitely announce that to the market.
Thank you so much for the detailed explanation, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant as there are several participants waiting for their turn. We take the next question from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir, I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yes, so my question was with regards to the new facility for components. So when it will be commissioned and in the line for backward integration you are planning?
So it is already going on, sir. Both the expansion in terms of the aluminium that I mentioned, the backward integration for all the car body components, and also the test track, which is going to be a big game changer for us, even for our ambitions to get into the high speed or the bullet train segment, the 1.6 kilometer test track. So all of that is work is going on at full pace, and we expect all of these projects to be completed in the first half of the next financial year.
First half of the next financial year. Okay. And the orders from Vande Bharat will be contribute from next financial year, or you're expecting some of these to start by this quarter?
No, some of them, the dispatches will start only next financial year, but it is the production is already started. As I mentioned, that we would have completed the car bodies, almost completed the entire car bodies for the first rake within this financial year. So to that extent, being a percentage of completion accounting, some revenue will likely flow in this quarter as well, in this year itself also.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, the wheels shortage is now normalized. So can we expect to see a significant jump in top line and as well as bottom line, considering the low base?
So we would not like to give a forward-looking statement, but definitely you see the capacity of the wagon as far as freight rail system is concerned. The company is not limited by capacity. We have proven ourselves to, and we have set the backward facility also, the foundry facility, to be able to produce 1,000 wagons a month. The only constraining factor is the wheel set, and of course then now we are hoping that the future orders or future tenders come in, which we hope should come out in the early part of next financial year. I had mentioned that we are having workload till about first half of the next financial year, but beyond that we are hoping the new tenders to come in. And on the new tenders, I'm sure that this question would also come up, so maybe I'll answer it in advance. The railway's target of achieving the 3 billion ton of freight loading by 2030 remains intact, and so does the target of attaining 40% market share in the overall logistics of the country, which is currently about 25-26%. So while there may be some blips in the requirement over one or two quarters, but on the midterm basis, I would say that the demand for wagons, we do not see them to become a challenge. And we are fully ready to be able to cater to that demand at the rate of 1,000 wagons if there is enough business in the market. The growth in terms of the ramp up will really start coming in from the passenger segment, which is already started seeing a ramp up, but we will now, next year, FY27 and FY28 are going to be the defining years wherein the real ramp up of the passenger rail system is going to happen, both in terms of the metro segment, in the Vande Bharat segment, as well as in the propulsion segment.
No question. What's your current order?
Sorry,
it is there in the presentation. Yeah.
Mr. Aniket, I would request you to join back the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Yes, sure.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anand Kulkarni from Front Wave Research. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First, how much is the backlog of CRRs in the Bangalore Metro? And when are we expecting it to be cleared? Do we see any spillover in FY28? That's my first. And second, what is our current production run rate for metros specifically?
So the backlog of CRRC is likely to be over in FY27. At most, if it does, then it may be spilling over to the first month or first month and a half of the FY28. But bulk of it will be over in FY27. As far as the run rate of metro is concerned, we just spoke about it that last quarter we improved, and this quarter we are further likely to improve. Our target is to get to 20 cars per month, which is what we will get within the next few months. So it is a process. It is a new business line which we are ramping up. And there are always teething troubles that are there when you go for such a steep ramp up. Most of them we have been able to overcome, and the result is already in front of us, that the ramp up is already visible, and we will continue to pursue this ramp up and get to 20 cars per month within the next few months.
Thank you. All the very best. That was very helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viren Samir Deshpande from Alpha Peak Investments. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. The execution has improved to some extent with the availability of the wheel sets. And last time you had mentioned that the imports have been permitted. So still, are we not in a position to execute to the fullest extent?
It's import of wheel set takes a little bit of time once we get the orders, and this is only permitted for the NRC or the private sector wagon requirement, not for the wagons that we produce for the Indian Railways. So therefore, you know, the even when we start import process, from the day we place the order for till the time we receive the wheels and we are able to use it takes between 4 to 5 months. That's the reason we were unable to ramp up the production to the desired level. But right now, till we receive the new tenders, to be able to produce around about 800 wagons is what we are targeting per month. And we should be able to get there. As I said, this was an unexpected blip that we faced from the rail wheel factory. The production had normalized, but then again, there were some problems. But this is a very short-lived one.
But our production in the joint venture is expected to start from the next year of Q1?
Yeah, the trial production is expected to start by March or April and then stabilize in another couple of quarters.
So it may be in after Q2?
It's premature to say. As I said, the trial production will start now and then to stabilize whatever time it takes. So it generally takes anything between, it can happen in anything between 1 to 2 quarters.
And regarding this Titagar Firema joint venture, where they held about 41% stake and I think the balance 59% was held by Titagar. Can you explain what is the situation now?
So our share, Titagar's shares in Firema was minority. It was not 50% you were mentioning, sir. It was a minority shareholding and then there were other partners also in this. Okay. As far as what we have already reported, the company had run into difficulties. And as there were two objectives of investing into Firema. One was to set up our business in India for the passenger rail systems. And as you can very clearly see, that has met with thumping success. We have an order book of 11,000 crores directly and about another 7,000 crores indirectly through our joint venture with BHEL. That is all in the passenger segment. So that has paid very rich dividends. The second one was to produce in Europe for Europe. That unfortunately could not succeed and the company continued to make losses. And considering the opportunities available in India and the difficulties prevalent in Europe, we had decided not to take further exposure. And therefore, now the company, the Italian state railways have made an offer to buy out that company. And that is a deal which is under progress. So once it is done, then we will be able to ascertain exactly what will be the status or the losses. But mostly the entire worst case scenario or the losses that can happen to the company have been disclosed in our results. And most of it is non-cash. So the cash is already spent. It does not impact. If I may just complete, it does not impact our business in India. So therefore, it is not so much synergistic anymore. Yeah, please go ahead, sir.
Actually, when I saw the balance sheet of 31st March 25, it shows that the net worth of the company was some 158 odd crores. And maybe in these 9 months, whatever losses will come, netting out those losses, will there be a positive net worth and will we realize something after, because you had given a guarantee of the land parcel, etc. So that impact we are not in a position to understand what will happen.
So as I just mentioned, sir, that the total worst case scenario, now the company has been offered by the state railways of Italy to be acquired. We do not expect very large equity payback or if at all from the Italian railways. And what will be the final impact of that? The worst case has been disclosed in our balance sheet. So whatever happens will be better than the worst case.
So we are not expecting any charges, significant charges of impairments, etc. happening in our books.
Apart from what has been mentioned in our balance sheet or in the results.
They have been already provided, no?
So it is there as a part of the results. So there is some part of it has been provided and some part of it has been disclosed.
So if you go through the details of the financials, you will be able to find that.
Okay, in the notes, etc. Okay. Okay, and all the best to you. Hope we are in a position to have a very good next year, 26-27, because this year has been a very stormy one for us because of the factors beyond our control also. Though we have been on track, we are not in a position to deliver because of certain things beyond our control. Hope this year and the next 26-27 and 27-28 will be very good years for us.
We are also very hopeful and optimistic about that, sir. Thank you.
All the best, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, apne paas mein total order book kareeb 28,000 crore hai, 27,755. जिसमें अपना वैगन्स का है 3,126. ये अपना कितना महीने का लोड है सर वैगन वाला?
सब ये लगभग हमारा जैसा मैंने अभी कहा था कि हाफ ऑफ नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर वी शुड बी एबल टू केटर टू विद द एग्जिस्टिंग ऑर्डर्स एंड टू गो बियॉन्ड वी आर लुकिंग एट द न्यू टेंडर्स इंक्लूडिंग द न्यू ऑर्डर्स दैट वी विल बी एबल टू रिसीव ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ दिस वैगन लीजिंग लाइसेंस दैट वी हैव ऑब्टेन्ड.
अच्छा, ये कब तक आ रहे हैं सर गवर्नमेंट के वैगन ऑर्डर्स वैगन इंक्वायरीज?
ये तो हमारे हाथ में नहीं है, लेकिन हम जो एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं कि Q1 में आना चाहिए. जैसा मैंने कहा था शुरुआत में भी कि रेलवे ने जो अपनी टारगेट्स रखी थी 3 बिलियन टन ट्रैफिक कैरी करने की, उसमें कहीं पे भी कोई डाउनग्रेड रेलवे ने नहीं किया है. रेलवे अभी भी उसपे दृढ़ निश्चित है कि वो 3 बिलियन टन ट्रैफिक 2030 तक कैरी करेगी. प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो विजन जो नेशनल रेल प्लान में 40% मार्केट शेयर लॉजिस्टिक्स में होगा उसका कहा है. आज भी एक न्यूज़पेपर में आर्टिकल है कि गति शक्ति के अंतर्गत रेलवे ने को जो अपनी शेयर बढ़ानी है और अपने लोडिंग बढ़ाना है उसके लिए जो जो टर्मिनल्स में और जो जो रेल नेटवर्क में उन्हें इन्वेस्टमेंट करना है वो कैबिनेट उनको क्लियर कर रही है एक एक करके. तो मेरा मानना है कि ये वैगन डिमांड जो है इस 3,000 टन या 3 बिलियन टन ट्रैफिक लोड करने के लिए काफी हेल्दी रहनी चाहिए अगले कई सालों तक.
जी अच्छा सर, ये जो बजट आया उसका कितना पॉजिटिव इफेक्ट है और जो ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट्स हुए हैं उनका क्या मतलब अपने इसमें पॉजिटिव इम्पैक्ट रहेगा कि अपना 26-27 और 27-28 में क्या टर्नओवर अपन एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं सर?
सर जहां तक ये बजट का सवाल है, बजट बहुत ही पॉजिटिव है. मैं दो अंशों में इसे डिवाइड करूंगा. पहला है हमारी बिजनेस के लिए पैसेंजर रेल सिस्टम पे. पैसेंजर रेल सिस्टम में जो बजट डॉक्यूमेंट कहता है कि नए वंदे भारत ट्रेन लगाए जाएंगे या उन्हें इन्हांस किया जाएगा सर्विसेज को, और सबसे बड़ी चीज जो जिसके ऊपर हमारी कंपनी काम कर रही है और काम करती रहेगी और बहुत फोकस के संग हम उस पर काम कर रहे हैं, वो है एडिशनल हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर्स. जो 7 नए हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर्स अनाउंस हुए हैं, क्योंकि टीटागढ़ एकमात्र आत्मनिर्भर कंपनी जिसे कहा जा सके मेक इन इंडिया कंपनी है जो कि ये क्षमता रखती है कि हाई स्पीड ट्रेन भी बना सके. और एल्युमिनियम कोच जो हम अभी लाइन अपना सेटअप कर रहे हैं जो कि सितंबर के पहले प्रोडक्शनाइज हो जाएगा, उसमें हाई स्पीड ट्रेन्स बनाने की पूरी संभावना हमारे पास रहेगी. और प्लस जो हमने जमीन लिया है और टेस्ट ट्रैक बना रहे हैं उससे हम हाई स्पीड ट्रेन की ओर आगे बढ़ सकते हैं. तो ये बजट के अंतर्गत जो हमारी एक फ्यूचर रोड मैप है जो पैसेंजर रेल सिस्टम की, वो काफी अच्छे तरीके से दैट हैज बीन एस्टैब्लिश्ड. एज फार एज फ्रेट इज कंसर्न, देर हैज बीन न्यूज़पेपर रिपोर्ट्स अबाउट और देर हैव बीन सम मीडिया रिपोर्ट्स अबाउट सम वैगन प्रोक्योरमेंट विच इज देयर विच इज अबाउट 32,000 वैगन्स, बट द रेलवेज हैव नॉट ऑफिशियली कन्फर्म दैट टू अस एज ऑफ नाउ. Having said that, as I mentioned कि आज के दिन रेलवे करीब 1.5 बिलियन टन ट्रैफिक को कैरी करती है और लगभग 4 लाख वैगन उनके पास है, तो अगर उन्हें 1.5 बिलियन से 3 बिलियन टन पे जाना है तो उन्हें वैगन की तो जरूरत अभी काफी है।
मोटा मोटी उतने वैगन तो चाहिएंगे ही चाहिएंगे।
वो डिटेल्ड कैलकुलेशन पे तो मैं कमेंट नहीं कर पाऊंगा, लेकिन बट ये ओवरऑल
सर, ये मैडम
आई वुड यू टू जॉइन बैक द क्यू।
नो नो, माय क्वेश्चन हैज नॉट बीन फुली रिप्लाइड मैम। इट वाज बजट देन ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट आल्सो। हाँ, ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट और 26-27 का टर्नओवर।
ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट का हमारे बिजनेस में कोई डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट नहीं है सर। देर इज नो डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट ऑफ द ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट इन आवर बिजनेस। नीदर पॉजिटिव नॉर नेगेटिव। ऑफकोर्स इट डज इम्प्रूव द जनरल सेंटिमेंट एंड यू सी द इनडायरेक्ट एडवांटेज दैट वी विल गेट इज दैट इफ देर इज हायर जीडीपी ग्रोथ विच इज डेफिनेटली गोइंग टू बी द केस बिकॉज ऑफ दीज ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट्स, इट इज गोइंग टू enhance the GDP growth and the size of the economy. So therefore, there will be an impact on the overall freight loading and thereby on our business. As far as the turnover growth is concerned, we have already given the order book that is available. We have also given in our strategic plan, which you can download from the website, the way we are looking at moving forward. So while we cannot give you any forward-looking projections as a matter of policy, we have given you the directional framework of how the company intends to go in the next couple of financial years. On the trade agreement, I just mentioned that probably, you know, in terms of our, if the overall logistics and all of those procurement costs comes down, then there will be some cascading impact or advantages, but there is no meaningful direct impact to us.
अच्छा, एक छोटा सा क्वेश्चन है सर, ये जो एल्यूमिनियम कोच और एसएस कोच रहता है, एक जस्ट वन स्मॉल वेरी स्मॉल एल्यूमिनियम कोचेज और एसएस कोचेज वगैरह जो रहते हैं सर, प्लस मेट्रो के कोचेज, वन पर कोच अप्रोक्सीमेटली क्या कॉस्ट होता है सर?
मेट्रो कोच अप्रोक्सीमेटली 10-12 करोड़ रुपए में बिकता है।
हाँ हाँ सर, एल्यूमिनियम
डिपेंड करता है स्पेसिफिकेशन पे, दैट विल बिकम हाइपर टेक्निकल, आई वुड अवॉइड गेटिंग इनटू दैट राइट,
बट इट विल बी मोर देन मेट्रो।
जी बिल्कुल,
जी सर ठीक है सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच,
थैंक यू। बिफोर वी प्रोसीड विद द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, अ रिमाइंडर टू द पार्टिसिपेंट्स, प्लीज लिमिट योर क्वेश्चंस टू 2 पर पार्टिसिपेंट। वी टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ परवेज काजी फ्रॉम नुवामा ग्रुप, प्लीज प्रोसीड।
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is on the passenger business. I mean, we have multiple orders now. Based on your commentary, production on most of them will start at some point in FY27. So are we looking for more orders in this segment, or do we first want to stabilize and start work on the existing orders?
So, I Parvez, we are absolutely looking at more orders. In the last 6 months or less than 6 months, I would say, we have booked orders of about 4,000 crores for metros, as you are aware, Mumbai Line 5 and Line 6. And we are looking at participating in a spate of tenders that are in the offing. So, you know, in terms, we are doing both simultaneously, and since you have seen the facility, you have seen the kind of expansion that is continuously going on. On one side, we are continuing to build up our order book and participating in new tenders and riding the wave of opportunity that this sector presents. And simultaneously, as we keep on building up our order book, we are also enhancing capacities.
Sure. And the second and the last question is, in terms of numbers, what kind of order book will we have in the wagon segment now? Would it be closer to about 8,000 wagons?
We have not disclosed that number, so I'm not sure I can give you that number right now. But I will definitely, you know, in terms of the details, we will try to share in the presentation or by way of further addendum to presentations as far as possible.
Sure. Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Devang Shah from All West Investment Managers Private Limited. Please proceed.
Sir, as you have mentioned that there is a, growth that is coming from the passenger rail segment, and there is still uncertainty prevailing as far as, freight wagon is concerned. By considering all this fact, what kind of, just as a, not a number, but the growth as far as, top line we can expect over the next 2 years? And second question, sir, what kind of margin that we expect from, over the next 2 years? In general.
So in general, what I can answer your question is what is the potential of the business that is there. As far as the freight is concerned, I do not see uncertainties in the midterm. As I mentioned to you that we have orders till first half of the next financial year, and we are pretty hopeful that orders should start flowing in by that time. And considering that the overall freight loading targets are intact, they have not been scaled down by the government. Considering that the Indian economy is still growing at a very healthy pace, and considering that the logistics cost of the country has to be brought down, and the railways have continued to invest in building up capacity in terms of tracks, signaling capacity, locomotives and all of that, we believe that the wagon demand has to follow. On a metaphoric basis, wagon always follows the locomotives, both physically and business-wise. So the locomotive production has been ramped up. You have seen the production numbers. Railways have ordered new locomotives on Siemens and stuff like that. So the wagon demand, we do not see that it will plummet over a longer period of time. There can be blips over a quarter or a couple of quarters, but not more than that. That is our expectation. So having said that, the overall potential that we have for the freight wagon of 1,000 wagons a month remains intact, or 12,000 wagons a year remains intact. And we believe that the demand sooner or later will come in, and we will be able to cater to that demand. As far as the passenger segment is concerned, we have very clearly and very explicitly elaborated the growth trajectory that we are envisaging and how we are envisaging that growth trajectory in our strategic plan. So I would request you to refer to that. That will give you an overall view of where the potential lies for this business also. I can only sum it up by saying that considering even the full potential of the wagons or the freight business, the passenger systems business still has the potential of overtaking substantively the freight business in few years time from now.
And and as far as margin,
the margin, freight wagon margins remain stable at 11-12%, 12.5%, like we have always done. And as far as the passenger business is concerned, again, because of the scales, we have always maintained that once we achieve the basic economies of scale, we should be at about 11-12%, which is what we are at this quarter. And going forward, once we have our own propulsion and we are able to fully backward integrate, which is a process that should take us another 2 years or so, we will be able to enhance that margin by additional maybe 3-4%. So our ultimate target on the passenger side is to be able to get to about 15% EBITDA levels, which will take us maybe another couple of financial years to get there.
Okay. And so my second question, that as far as your other vertical is concerned, that is your shipbuilding and, maritime system and some of the defense related, that's what showing in your current order book. So any kind of, opportunity you are looking and growth prospects on that, these two segments?
The shipbuilding business I mentioned to somebody just a few minutes ago, this very large opportunity. The government of India is also identified as a key growth sector, and we will be focusing on that in the new company that has been formed to take the business of the shipbuilding forward. The defense, okay. We have constituted a board level committee, which the strategy for the defense is something which is still under deliberation. Once the decision is taken, we will definitely report back.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Devanshi Shah from HUF Capital. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I had a couple of questions to ask. First one being, what is the planned capacity capex allocation for FY27 and how will it be funded, say through internal accruals or debt?
Hello, sir. Are you on the line? Sir, we are not able to hear you. Hello, Devanshi, ma'am, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, but I cannot hear the management.
Please hold till
hello.
I join. Hello. Yes, sir, are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry. It was there was a connection problem. I was mentioning, sorry, ma'am, I don't know at what point I lost you or do you hear me at all or not? But I'll start from the beginning.
I didn't hear you at all, sir.
Okay, so I'll start from the beginning. The overall capex that we have announced for the passenger rail systems to achieve the capacity or the production that we have projected right now was about 1,000 crores. And the capex that we are envisaging to make within FY27 is within that amount. Part of it was funded through the equity raise that we had done and the internal accruals, and part of it through the funding through the debt. So there is no new capital requirement per se that will be there apart from the further expansions if we take up. So if there are, for example, the expansions for opportunities like high speed or MRVCs or some other additional large projects that come up, that may take up new capex requirements. But outside that, the current levels that we have, the current orders that we have, will be catered to by the capex that was already announced, which is underway and will be completed in the first half of FY27.
Got it. Also, you mentioned about the MRVC tender. So wanted to understand what additional capex needs to be done in the coming years for the timely execution of Vande Bharat and MRVC simultaneously.
We will not be able to speculate on that right now, and it is too premature to say about MRVC or any new tenders that we are participating. These are all opportunities that are there in the market, and there will be competitive biddings in each one of them. So we would only come up with financial estimates of what is the opportunity or for us and what is the capex requirement, etc., if and one, when we have been able to successfully win a project. What we can mention is about the Vande Bharat, which is already included in the capex, which we have, I just explained to you about.
Right. Also, are we looking to bid with some strategic partner, or we have the required credentials now to bid individually for the MRVC tender?
We are open to every option. We are evaluating. These are all complex tenders. There are many aspects that need to be studied. The tender is still in the pre-bid query stage. Once this is finalized, only one, then we will be able to say whether we are able to qualify ourselves or qualify with somebody else, and whether we would like to go by ourselves or with somebody else. So these are things that will be getting clearer over a period of time. The pre-bid queries are still not been answered by the customer, and it is still, when it's in the pre-bid stage, it would be almost like the tender document discussion stage.
Got it. That answers my question. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we take that as the last question. And would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Prachi, and thank you for the very insightful questions that were put forward.
I hope we were able to answer them. If there are any further questions that anybody, any of the investors would like to have, please feel free to reach out to our investor relation teams, and we would be most happy to answer all of your questions that may be there. And my team and myself are always available to do so. Just at the cost of repetition, we believe FY27 and FY28 for the passenger rail system is going to be a very important year. It is going to be a very exciting year. So we will be working on ramping up the production in the passenger rail systems. And we are hoping that the freight rail system business also continues to get ramped up by way of the new orders coming in by the railways in the first half of next year. So with that hope and expectation, I once again thank everybody for joining this earnings call, and I hope to interact again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Titagarh Rail Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.